Chapter 5. As Volan and Kivo approached, Erin realized what she was doing and let her hand fall to her side. She would not fight another Jedi. Not ever. Besides, she sensed no hostility in them. She tried to clear the emotion from her face as Volan and Kivo avoided a train of cargo droids and approached her. Volan's brown hair hung loose over bloodshot eyes. He had not shaved, and the circles darkening the skin under his brown eyes pronounced his need for sleep. Erin imagined she must look much the same. Her own emotional state made it hard to maintain her empathic shields. Both Volan and his Padawan sweated apprehension. It came off them in waves.
Hello, Volan. Kivo.
Both of them returned her greeting.
What are you doing here at this hour, Erin?
Volan asked. For a moment, she had no words. She thought it strange that she had known the question would be coming, yet she had not rehearsed an answer. Perhaps she had not wanted to lie, so she didn't.
I'm doing something. Something Master Zala wants me to do.
Tension visibly flowed out of Volan's expression. Relief from both of them flooded Erin.
Then Master Zala survived the Sith attack,
Volan said, making a fist and grinning.
That is wonderful news. I know you have remained close with him.
He turned to his Padawan.
You see, Kivo? There is hope yet.
The Rodian nodded. Nictitating membranes washed his large dark eyes, the oil moisturizing his pebbly green skin, glistening in the overhead lights.
There is always hope,
Erin said, and ignored how false those words sounded to her. She could not bring herself to break their hearts with the truth, let them feel some relief, even if only for a time. A pair of cargo droids wheeled past, beeping in droid speak. Volan stepped closer to her and lowered his voice, as if discussing a conspiracy.
So what is happening in the Hall of the High Council? We heard the negotiations would continue. How can Darnalla justify that? We should be planning a counterattack. The entire Sith delegation should be taken into custody.
Kivo put his hand on the hilt of his lightsaber and mouthed something in Rodian that Erin took to be agreement. The Rodian looked around, as if concerned someone might have overheard. Erin felt the creeping pressure of their suppressed anger, their disappointment. They felt betrayed, deceived. She heard in their words the echo of her own thoughts and started to utter agreement. But before the words had cleared her lips, she saw how the words, the thoughts, if given free rein, would fragment the Jedi Order. For the first time, the consequences of her decision struck her. But even as they did, she knew she could make no other choice. Hers was the sacrifice. Other Jedi, however, could not make the same choice, or the Order would disintegrate.
Trust that Master Darnalla knows what she is doing,
she said. Volan made a dismissive gesture and went on as if Erin had not spoken.
There are many of us ready to act, Erin. If we can coordinate with the surviving members of the Order on Coruscant, we can... Volan,
Erin said, her voice soft, but her intent sharp. He stopped talking, met her eyes.
Do as Master Darnalla says. You must, or the Order falls. Do you understand? But negotiating with the Sith after this is madness. We are at our weakest. We must retake the initiative. Do as she says, Volan. I should not even have to say that.
She spoke in a firm, clear voice, to break the conspiratorial spell that Volan and Kivo had cast with their whispers.
You took an oath. Both of you did. Do you intend to break it?
Volan colored. Kivo shifted on his feet and dropped his eyes.
No,
Volan said. Erin was swimming in Volan's frustration and her own. She felt like a hypocrite.
Good,
she said, and touched his shoulder.
Things will work out. The Council knows what it is doing. We are an instrument of the Republic, Volan. We will do what is best for the Republic. I hope you are right,
Volan said, sounding unconvinced. Kivo nodded agreement. Erin could take no more of her own falsity.
I must go. Be well, Volan. And you, Kivo. May the Force be with you both.
A recitation of the familiar parting seemed to reassure them.
And you,
Volan said.
Be well, Erin Lanier,
Kivo said in a high-pitched basic.
You still haven't said where you are going,
Volan said.
No, I haven't, Aaron said. It's personal.